Thanks for listening. My name is Robert Green. I'm the pastor at Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Parma, and this program is called Benefit from the Bible. Do you have a church home where God is working through His Word and through His Supper to build you up in Jesus Christ? Come and be a faithful member of Bethlehem Lutheran Church, 7500 State Road in Parma. Go to our website, BethlehemLutheranChurchParma.com, to find out more. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, this is part 6 of our series, God's Life Changing Truth. That is the name of the series. Today's question, because each part has a key question, today's key question: can Jesus really forgive and heal? The basis for today's sermon is Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Before we jump into the text, let's go back to Mark chapter 1 and realize what has been going on. The Bible tells us that Jesus had been in Capernaum, which is located on the north coast of the Sea of Galilee. While he was there, the Bible says, he drove out many evil spirits and healed many who were sick, including Peter's mother-in-law. Then Jesus said, he said to his disciples, "Let us go on to the next towns that I may preach there also." So the Bible records that Jesus and his disciples went to other nearby towns. They did what Jesus had in mind, and now we pick up in chapter 2. We come to the setting of today's text. The Bible says in verse 1, "And when he, that would be Jesus, returned to Capernaum after some days, it was reported that he was at home." We don't believe that Jesus had his own home, but we believe that when he was in Capernaum, he stayed with Peter at Peter's home, and thus, in a sense, considered his home. In verse 2, the Bible says, "And many were gathered together so that there was no more room, not even at the door. And he was preaching the word to them." So think about it. Jesus had been in Capernaum. He cast out many demons. He healed many people. He had become very popular. So the word was spreading rapidly throughout the entire town. And then Jesus left for a few days. But upon coming back, though, and people hearing that he had come back, the Bible says that the home where he was gathered in, that there was no more room, not even at the door. Also, after all the miracles, now the people were excited to hear Jesus preach the word of God to them. Let's go on to part 2. Desperate need resulted in desperate action. The Bible says, picking up in verse 3, "And they came, bringing to Jesus a paralytic carried by 4 men. And when they could not get near him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him. And when they had made an opening, they let down the bed on which the paralytic lay." So think about it. We have 4 men, and they had a paralyzed friend. They desperately wanted their friend to be healed, and they believed that Jesus could do it. Therefore, when they could not get into the house through the door, did they give up? Not by any means. They so much wanted their friend healed, they so much believed that Jesus could do it, that they improvised. Think about the difficulty 4 men carrying a man on a stretcher. Think about the difficulty of the 5 of them getting up on the roof with their paralyzed friend and then removing a portion of the roof in order to lower him down, and yet they did it. God wants us to not give up, but to press on, knowing that with Him, nothing is impossible. In part three, I'm calling it First Things First. Verse 5 says, "And when Jesus saw their faith, He said to the paralytic, 'Son, your sins are forgiven.'" So how did Jesus see their faith? Well, like I spoke to the children earlier, Jesus knows everything. But what about us, so? How could we have seen their faith? We could have seen their faith by their deeds. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11 for a moment, that great chapter of faith in the Bible, and notice the pattern that we have there. Hebrews 11 says, "By faith, Abel offered. By faith, Noah built. By faith, Abraham went. By faith, Moses refused." In each case, you can see that because of their faith, action followed. Martin Luther wrote that faith is a living, busy, active, mighty thing. You might be wondering here, they brought the paralytic to Jesus, wanting him to be healed, and yet what does Jesus do? He forgives the man. Why would Jesus do that? Let's understand that Jesus being God, Jesus knew what the man's greatest need was. His need was not for physical healing, but for forgiveness. So Jesus granted him his greatest need, saying, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Jesus is perfect at setting priorities. What about us? We are oftentimes mixed up. Oftentimes, we are putting temporal things before eternal things. Wherever that is going on in our lives, may God help us, move us to repent, to change, to get in line with the priorities of our Lord Jesus Christ. In part four, I say, Jesus, He knew and He can. What's that mean? Let's take a look and see. Verses 6 and 7. "Now some of the scribes were sitting there, questioning in their hearts, 'Why does this man speak like that? He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?'" Think about it. Jesus knew what they were questioning in their hearts before they even said a word. Let us understand that Jesus is God, so He knows everything about us too. He knows what we are thinking, He knows what we are feeling, and He knows the why behind both. Jesus knows everything because He is God in the flesh. So because He is God in the flesh, He is able to forgive all sins. What a great blessing. That is exactly what we need, the forgiveness of sins, and He is able to do it. Part five, I'm calling it, which is easier? Picking up in verse 8, the Bible says, "And immediately Jesus, perceiving in His spirit that they thus questioned within themselves, said to them, 'Why do you question these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven," or to say, "Rise, take up your bed, and walk"?'" To speak either statement is easy. Anyone can say such things, but the Almighty God Himself must be included for either statement to come true. No human being of himself is able to forgive. No one can say to a person, "Rise, take up your bed, and walk." It will never happen apart from the Almighty God. Let's think about the two statements here for a moment. First of all, Jesus said, which is easier? First of all, first option, your sins are forgiven. Well, we can say the words, But we cannot ever prove that the words are true. Even in our worship earlier today, when I said, "In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins," how do you know that you are forgiven? Did you feel forgiven? Did you see the forgiveness? Did you experience the forgiveness? Those factors can be deceptive. God wants us to know that we are forgiven, and we know we are forgiven by faith, because God promises that through Jesus Christ, we have God's gift of forgiveness. So even if we can't see it, even if we don't feel it, in Jesus Christ, God wants us to know it is true. So what could we say about those who questioned what Jesus was saying? They questioned it because they had no faith. They had no faith in who he is, the very Son of God, or what he was able to do as the very Son of God. And then the other option here, option two, would be to say, "Rise, take up your bed, and walk." Does that require any faith for us to believe that statement? It doesn't if it happens. If Jesus would have said to the man, "Rise, take up your bed, and walk," and he would not have done it, then we would have known that Jesus was a fraud. But Jesus said it, and it happened. An amazing thing. Let's keep in mind, though, that with both statements, neither one can happen apart from the Almighty God. Let's go on to part six. I say that Jesus can forgive and heal. So that becomes the answer to our key question, can Jesus really forgive and heal? Yes, in fact, he can. We're going to find out here in this section. Picking up in verse 10, the Bible says, "But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your bed, and go home." And he rose and immediately picked up his bed and went out before them all, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw anything like this." So it was the unbelievers who questioned Jesus' ability to forgive. They had no faith. So what did Jesus do? Jesus proved his ability to forgive by healing the paralyzed man right before their eyes. So because he could heal, that means that also he was able to forgive sins. Imagine for a moment the commotion in the house as the roof was being removed above Jesus' head and the man being lowered down inch by inch. And think about this too. Probably many who were in that house, they knew the man as a local paralytic. They all knew him by sight. He had never been able to walk. His situation was long-term. His situation was hopeless. Let me ask you, what is the hopeless situation in your life? Identify what it is, and then remember, there is always hope through our Lord Jesus Christ. Then, when the man immediately responded to Jesus' command to rise, pick up, and go, they were all amazed, the Bible says, and glorified God. But note here this important reality. The miracle of physical healing did not save anyone, nor could it save anyone. Instead, God saves through his word. So, who God is and what he is able to do, that should pique our interest in wanting to hear his word, learn his word, believe his word, and benefit from his word. May God help us to know that, yes, Jesus really can forgive, he really can heal, and let us know that we have his forgiveness. We have that ultimate spiritual healing by grace through faith in him, in our Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. So let us always be glad to continue to receive His blessings, and let us look forward to eternity where we will be blessed in ways that are far beyond our comprehension forever and ever. And all God's people said, Amen. Thanks for listening. If you are searching for a Bible teaching church, come and join us at 7500 State Road in Parma. See our website for our current schedule. Go to benefitfromthebible.com. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.